heart meditation. Please close your eyes. Rest your attention on breath. Allow yourself to drop into your heart. Feel that you're in touch with your one heart, your emotional heart. And then feel that your heart is already free, full of compassion and love. And your heart is also fearless, has the ability to transcend the illusion of a separate self. And your heart is a noble, courageous, it can embody equilibrium, dignity in all situations. Now imagine that your loved ones are sitting in front of you. Imagine your children, your parents, your spouse, or your sisters, brothers, nephews are sitting in front of you, your cousins. Imagine that you are looking into their eyes with a loving expression. Now begin to acknowledge their suffering. You may know that some of them are having health issues, or maybe financial hardship, or you may know that some of them are having right now fear, insecurity, anger, depression, or you may know some of them are struggling with inner demons, like self-doubt, unhealthy attachment. Or some of them may be having obstacles in their career and relationship. Hold their suffering and your compassion without any judgment, without thinking, this should not be happening to them, or these conditions should be happening to them. Let go of that judgment. Hold their sorrow in your compassionate heart. Now, imagine that all your friends, such as your Dharma friends, or people with whom you have a positive connection in this life, are sitting in front of you on your right side. Now imagine that a person or group of people who often evoke aversion, fear, judgment, prejudice inside you are sitting in front of you on your left side. Imagine that the whole humanity is right now here and around you. Invite everyone here in your mind, regardless of their race, color, religion, culture, identity. Especially invite those who are sick, those who are hungry, those those who are disenfranchised, those who are stuck in the vicious circle of poverty, violence, abuse, and injustice. Imagine that you are looking into the eyes of every human being with a loving expression, then begin to acknowledge the suffering of humanity, hunger, disease, poverty, trauma, fear, anger, insecurity, worry. Feel that now you are expanding your compassion towards all beings without any exception, towards animals, all species on earth, species in the water, species in the soil, species in the sky. Now repeat after me in silence. May all beings be free from suffering and the cause of suffering. May all beings have happiness and the cause of happiness. May all beings never be separate from joy that knows no sorrow. May all beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment and the hatred. And now you might like to pick up the retreat liturgy, page 6. We are going to chant this verse by holding the aspiration that the bodhicitta, awakened heart, be born in our consciousness, in the consciousness of all beings, and hold the aspiration that bodhicitta may blossom and increase in the mind and heart of all beings. I chant this in English. We can chant it 3 times. May the precious and sublime awaken her. And where it has risen, may it not decrease, but grow ever more and more. May the precious and sublime awakened mind rise where it has not yet arisen, and where it has risen, may it not decay, but grow ever more and more. May the precious and sublime awakened mind rise where it has not yet arisen, and where it has risen, may it not decay, but grow ever more and more. And now we can relax into open awareness for a while.